Hey, real quick. In the podcast, in the last episode, I don't know what to call it, message. I like message. I used to use term message when I was in direct sales and would be training affiliates under me. I would give messages, almost like preaching, you might say. I considered myself a preacher of prosperity, of this idea. But anyway, in the message, I tend to get a little riled up at times. Maybe it's a little harsh for some people. My goal isn't to offend anyone. My goal is to grab your attention. But listen, I made it a super valuable point when I was talking about the what you give away, you always get to keep. And I referenced in the oldest, wisest books in the world, Jesus said it's better to give than receive. And we see that in the Quran. We see it in Buddhism. That's what karma is all about, this idea that the things you give away. And now if you follow me on Instagram, I talk about this idea of I'm trying to get passive karma. Like this idea hit me like, hey, I've always been trying to get passive income. And I do try to do things. I try to be a nice person. I try to, you know, help people. And I think that comes back to you. Call it karma. Call it whatever you want to call it. I just think the universe rewards people who should be rewarded. And at some point, the universe punishes people who should be punished. And in Buddhism, it's called karma. In Christianity, you know, it's called something else. But I began giving away a book that I used to charge for. I didn't charge a lot. It was on Amazon. I tried different price points. I did $3. I did $1. I did $100. And I would leave it up for long periods of time. I would average one, maybe two book sales a week. It's terrible. There's no money in books if people don't know who you are. So then I said, hey, fuck it. I want this book to get out, so I'm just gonna give it away. And so I started posting these little videos and I would talk about things in the book and then I would just give it away. And every time I would post a video, 30, 40 people would hit me up and say, hey, can I get a copy of your book? And I would email it to him and DM him, right? This is literally Gary Vaynerchuk, jab, 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 right hook, right? Except I don't have a right hook. Like, it's just give. It's just here. You can have it. Well, here's the funny thing, and I want you to this is the point of this little short talk, is my book sales went up like 500%. Meaning people would see the fact that I was giving it away, they would go find it on Amazon and pay for it. So people began to pay for the book even though I was giving it away free. Here's another thing that happened. Now, I didn't anticipate that. And many of those are people who've never even, they've never sent me a message. They just go and buy the book. And then here was the, because other people would comment, hey, I got your free ebook, it was great. These other people, they don't want to talk to me, which is fine. And they would go and buy the book. Now here's the other funny part. As I gave away this book, inside the book, I give a link. If you want to buy a physical copy, you know, it's $15. Well, I don't make a fortune on that. The book cost me a couple dollars, the envelope, the shipping, the time. You know, I make like $10. No big deal, right? Well, guess what? Like, people order the physical copy every day. Like, every day, someone orders a physical copy. Now, on Amazon, remember I told you I was trying to sell it for $3, $5. Well, Amazon bangs you and takes, you know, a big cut of it. And so, that's funny, right? Like, enacting this being a giver. Here, you can just have it. All of a sudden, book sales go up. So, like, unintentionally, it wasn't, you know, I wasn't, my thought wasn't to give away books to get money. That's not at all what I'm thinking. But I've been teaching that for a decade. I've been teaching it for a decade. The way that I was so successful in network marketing, you know what I did? You know what my big trick was? Is I said, hey, if you look at my offer, if you request information, I'm going to give you a unique tag on your name, and I'm going to take the next three people that respond to my offer, and I'm going to tag them to you. So I'm going to try to start you off with customers just for looking at my opportunity. Get it? And I began to pitch this idea of the free downline for life. Again, give, 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 give. What you give away, you get to keep. One of the very first jobs that I got is I started a landscaping business. Not landscaping, I'm mowing yards. Driving down the road, I put those magnets on my truck. A woman waves me down. I pull over. And she goes, hey, I run a daycare. We don't have much of a budget, but we really need the yard mowed. And I said, cool, I'll come look at it. Well, this was a daycare center, they didn't have much of a budget. It was a woman trying to, start a business, and they were running it out of a trailer. And I said, tell you what, if you let me put a sign out here, I'll just mow it, free. She's like, free? Free. And I had a specialty sign made just for that daycare center that looked nice, looked professional, and that on the sign, I endorsed her business. Like, my business endorsed her business. I don't even have a kid there. But because she gave me the opportunity to mow it, she was gonna pay me. I said, listen, don't pay me. Matter of fact, I don't want you to pay me anything. I'm gonna endorse your business on my sign. Guess what? Every so often, I would get a customer because of that sign at that playground, because every day, 40, 50, 60 parents who were busy picking up their kids would pass right by my sign every day. What you give away, you always get to keep. Get it?